Welcome to Imagine Sundance. And now, here is Chad Linebaugh, General Manager and host of Imagine Sundance.
What if a developer to a major mountain resort had the vision to carefully design and develop the lodging so that in the construction few, if any, large pine trees, aspen groves, and other natural forage was removed or even disturbed, despite the extra cost? What kind of commitment would that take? And would it be worth the effort? In the early 1980s, film actor and director Robert Redford began to add lodging to his Sundance Mountain Resort in Utah, and such was his commitment. The result today, 30 years later, guests of the mountain constantly inquire as to where's the lodge, or they wonder, is there any lodging at all? Hidden in the forest are beautiful rustic lodges built around decades-old trees, allowing guests to truly be in the forest, a part of nature, literally blending man and nature. I'm Chad Linebaugh, and you are listening to another podcast of Imagine Sundance. And today, we'll talk with Brian Kindred, Director of Lodging at Sundance, and he'll explain the great lengths Mr. Redford's team went to assure that the environmental impact of the lodging was acceptable to his goal for Sundance. In fact, Brian's going to give us a tour of the lodges. Here's Brian now. Brian, today's traveler is all about first impression, sense of arrival. So what does the guest experience when they first come to Sundance?
Well, the first thing, as you enter the parking lot, most guests are looking at the mountain that towers over Sundance. And the buildings are all built below the tree line, so the mountain is really the first thing that catches their attention. And guests sometimes miss the guest registration area, which is the first building as you enter the parking lot. But once you find guest registration and you enter into this area, guests are start to get into the experience that they'll have here at Sundance. And part of that's because the guest registration is not elaborate. It's not glamorous. It's very simple. It's actually a very small room and kind of sets the stage for what guests will expect once they start to get into the Sundance experience. So the guest registration area is built of recycled materials, barn wood, it's rough-hewn wood, and you'll see that throughout the resort, including our guest lodging units. And as you come down the pathway and enter into our lobby area, the first person you're going to meet is our concierge. And that's a bright, smiling face, and will set the stage also for the activities that you'll have and that you'll experience once you're here. The guest registration is located right along the river or the stream that flows through Sundance. And during the summer, we'll have the windows open. You can hear the sound of the stream as you're checking in. Again, that sets the stage where you'll feel through the rest of your Sundance experience is this closeness to nature, and it's established right here at guest registration. During the winter, this stream will have banks of snow on either side. The river comes through fast enough, it doesn't completely freeze over, but you'll see chunks of ice and it'll be frozen over in a few places, but you can still hear the sound of the river as you're checking in, even in the winter. It's a beautiful location. Let me introduce you to one of our concierges. This is Julie.
Nice to meet you.
Julie is here, and she'll greet you with ideas and suggestions for how to spend your time at Sundance. She's one of the longtime ambassadors here at Sundance and does a fantastic job for us.
Sundance is magical, and so we want everyone to experience that magic and just the beauty of the area. Everything there is to do here is incredible.
All right, Brian, let's go on this tour. And as we walk around, I'd love to have you describe for our listeners all the different options. Because as you and I know, each room is different, whether it's the design, the location, or the layout. And everybody has their own opinion as to what makes them great. But let's hear from you. Why?
Right now we're in one of our guest units in Mandan, which is the original lodging unit area that was built back in the mid-80s. This is actually one of my favorite areas of the resort, just because of the views from this area. In fact, when you walk through the door right here, the first thing you see as you enter are the windows on the far side, and you're looking out over the ski slopes, and it's just a beautiful view. You're up above the trees, and you're looking down on the ski slopes. This this particular room gets a lot of sun, and it's just a beautiful view and really connects you with nature when you stay here. This room is very typical of all of the lodge units at Sundance. It's rough-hewn wood, a lot of exposed beams, pine construction, wood floors, a lot of glass and windows, so that brings the outside in. This one also has a rock fireplace with a wood-burning fireplace. It's a beautiful place in the winter to start a fire and hear the crackling of the wood. This room is a one-bedroom, kind of a studio setup. It has a kitchenette, has a dining area. This one has a little loft, so if you bring the kids can go up in the loft, and there's a couple of twin mattresses up there. But it's really comfortable for you know, a couple or a small family to come and spend a few days or a weekend here, and it's just a beautiful room, very typical of all of them that we have here. The bathrooms here at Sundance are also in a kind of a rustic, elegant feel. There's the tiles and kind of reflect the colors of the local area. And a lot of our rooms have jetted tubs for those who would like to have a jetted tub. Steam showers are also available for those who would like a steam shower. One of the unique things about lodging at Sundance is that no two rooms are the same. Some of that is due to the original construction. When they were planning out where to put the lodging units, they were very careful to build them around the existing vegetation and the towering pine trees that surround this area. And as such, the construction of them came out very different. Every room is different, the layout of them and the views from each one of them. And that makes it a really unique experience. And some people come to Sundance and they find a room that they love and they stay in it every time they come because they just fall in love with that particular room. Other people love to come and every time they stay, they get a different experience because they stay in a different room with a different view and a different area, a different layout, and they just love the uniqueness of the lodging options when they come. This is another one of my favorite areas at Sundance. This is called River Run. And we've got a number of lodge units built right along this stream that flows through Sundance. The guests who stay here fall asleep at night listening to the sound of that stream going by their windows. It's a great location. It stays nice and cool in the summer with that natural air conditioning going by. And again, a beautiful location in the winter with the snow piled up all around and the sounds of the rushing stream. This is one of the most beautiful places in the country in the fall. There are so many trees that turn different colors up here. It just is a beautiful landscape with, again, Mount Timpanogos up above the whole setting. It's almost like when you're at Sundance, Mount Timpanogos kind of embraces the area and the land beneath. And when you have the fall colors changing, that just adds another dimension to the beauty here. Here in River Run, as in Mandan, we've got a number of different options for lodging. There are large one-bedroom cottages that are have full-size kitchens, private master bedrooms, living rooms. Or we also have studios that would have a kitchenette, or we even have a few rooms that just have a bed and a bath. So we can really accommodate all kinds of guests and all their different needs. Different units can also be combined so that people have a common entrance but could have a two or a three bedroom cottage that they all rent together. All of our lodging units and options here at Sundance are within walking distance of the base and the ski area and the shops and the restaurants. River Run in particular is very near the base, so it's just a short walk, and it's a great place for people who want to be down close to what's happening. Mandan's a great option for people who want to maybe get up the hill a little bit, and some of those areas you can actually get above the tree line and you're looking out over the resort. So options for everyone. One of the great aspects of Sundance Lodging is the pathways that connect the base area and the restaurants and different things at the base with all of the lodging units. And as you walk along those paths, you're usually following alongside of a stream, or you're walking through some dense foliage. In the winter, they're cleared and shoveled, and it's just a great way to visit the area and see and experience the land around Sundance. At night, they're lit. They have a nice soft lights that are positioned along the way, and it's just it's part of the Sundance experience to walk to and from your lodging unit when you stay here. In this room in River Run, this is a great room for families that come and stay, or even couples that would like to cook in their room. Because as you come in to the kitchen, you've got this island bar in the middle. Again, it's a full kitchen with a refrigerator and stove and everything you would need. The kitchens are fully stocked with pans for cooking and all the utensils that you would need, all the plates and glassware. And there's a great square table here that would seat up to six people. It's a great place to gather and enjoy the food that you've prepared while you're staying in these rooms. Sundance offers a number of amenities and benefits that you just don't find in other places in anywhere in the world. Probably the primary thing that Sundance provides is just a connection to the natural environment. When you stay in the room, you're still connected to the land that's around you. When you're walking the property, you're not going down corridors or hallways. You're walking down the pathways that are around Sundance. And it just provides an experience that you just don't find in many other places anywhere. We have a high number of repeat guests that come year after year to Sundance, but it's not even year after year. Sometimes it's season to season, because Sundance becomes an entirely different place with the changing of the seasons. The activities that are offered, the sights, the views, it all changes with each season brings a unique, different experience. And so a lot of our guests will come back in the summer to be here and for the mountain biking, the zip tour. All those different summer activities, and they'll come back in the winter to experience skiing, and the winter activities are up here, the Nordic Center and some of those things. One of the rewarding things about my position and being able to work here at Sundance is that I get to see the transformation that guests go through as they arrive and as they experience Sundance, and then when they leave. Many guests arrive not knowing what to expect. They've heard of Sundance. They may have some preconceived ideas of what to expect, but once they arrive and we take them through the guest registration process, and the bell staff are able to escort them up to the rooms, and once they get really settled in, they really connect with what we're trying to do here at Sundance, and you almost see the pressures of the outside world seem to melt away. And as guests leave, you really do see a difference in the way that they are interacting, the way that they are now relaxed, and they seem to be smiling and really enjoying. And most of our guests don't want to leave by the time that it's time to check out. Sundance has received a number of awards over the years from different prominent publications such as Travel and Leisure or Condé Nast Traveler in their Reader's Choice surveys or awards, or some of the other awards that they give for the top resorts and hotels in the world. And Sundance has consistently been listed in those surveys and those awards over the years, and we're very proud of that. It reflects the commitment that we have to the guest experience, which is very important to us, and we strive to take good care of every guest that comes and visits with us, and hopefully they have an experience that will make them want to come back year after year and season after season.
Brian, thank you again so much for your time today, the insight you provided, and especially for the tour of our lodging. Listeners, thanks for listening. Join us again next time. I'm Chad Linebaugh.
This has been another podcast of Imagine Sundance, originating from the Sundance Mountain Resort in the beautiful Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Join us again next time for another episode with host Chad Linebaugh.